Let's head to the KRDO Newsline as we're joined by ABC News senior investigative reporter Aaron Katursky. And, you know, we've seen the ads talking about home title theft, but really, is there such a crime wave going on right now?
It doesn't seem like it. In fact, the FBI says they don't even keep track of home title theft. It is a real crime, and it has real consequences for people, particularly the elderly and those low-income minority communities that fall victim to these scams. But as far as being the you know, fastest growing crime in America, the way home title lock advertises, FBI says they don't keep track. And when we called a number of county officials, they said, yeah, they get one or two of these, but nothing widespread nationwide.
So what do you think is behind these ads that are seemingly to indicate something different is going on?
Money. They want you to pay the $200 a year for the 24/7 monitoring service to make sure that your home title stays with you. And oftentimes, you know, these scammers we know are out there, have been since 2008, the financial crisis. But the but as far as being the kind of crime that's portrayed in the ads, we're not sure about that. And the Federal Trade Commission, when we talked to them, said, you know, it looks like they're playing with numbers and making some misrepresentations. So we'll see if there's any consequences. But Home Title Lock says that they are just responding to what they're hearing from consumers every day.
Yeah, and you're saying, you know, they're just hearing from consumers, but obviously, as you mentioned as well, they're looking for people to buy into these services as well. So is there any look into, you know, what services they're actually providing if the crime is really not as prevalent as Rudy and Newt are making it out over on the TV?
Yeah, that's the thing, right? They're using these high-profile pitchmen to make these claims, and we're not sure the claims are necessarily accurate. They also use, people that they call real-life victims, although when we checked into the stories of these so-called real-life victims, we found some discrepancies that you know, may not comport with reality. So it's just one of these buyer beware kind of moments.
All right. So as people are doing this, trying to, you know, keep their guard up, what advice do you have for people when they're considering what they should be spending their time and money on when it comes to protecting their personal information, their money, et cetera? And here are their titles.
Look, far be it for me to give advice. We're just pointing out this particular, marketing scheme may not necessarily be as advertised, and people just may want to consider that as they watch these ads, which are quite prolific and urgent, and warn of something, you know, that is no question a real crime, but whether it's as prevalent as advertised, that seems to be the question.
All right. Well, Aaron Katursky, ABC News senior investigative reporter, thank you for that report.
Thank you.